You got a joke for us, Bill, to finish the day?
I have, Joseph.
Is it funny?
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Awesome. I want funny jokes from you this week, please.
We've got a couple of good ones last
Still
week.
Still not. Your line on Friday was really bad.
What was it? Grilled sponsoring us.
So you're all sports segment at the start sponsored, but you can't get your joke sponsored.
Righto, I was offered sex the other day by a beautiful blonde girl, Rebsy. In exchange,
don't drag me into this.
She wanted me to advertise some kind of bathroom bloody cleaner. Of course I declined. Being a man of strong moral value, almost as strong as the new Pino Clean you can get at all stores. Scented in lemon and vanilla, it smells beautiful and does a great job.
Very good start, Bert.
I'll
very
give
good
you that start.
Yeah, like
we
go. Well done. Start off the week.
Soul of the century.
Mate, you've done well there, Bill. Well done, mate.
Good work.
Well done, Bill. Thank you for having me this week. Looking forward to spending the week with you and you too, Rabsy.
Yes, mate.
It's only day two tomorrow. Joe, you said this week. But anyway, tomorrow at six.
Who's on the show tomorrow, Bill?
We've got traffic and news. Down the bottom of the TV.
It's a rush hour. Triple M back tomorrow.
Are you going to finish with a joke, Bill?
Hit the joke button.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Yesterday was very, very funny, Bill. We got some good feedback yesterday, well, so can you top it?
A couple of little ones for you.
Okay.
Did you hear about the girl who hid drugs in her bra, Joey?
Nope.
Police said it led to a bigger bust. Don't laugh, Joe.
I forgot the I meant to not laugh.
Jim didn't. Yeah. Never laughs. Or how do you wake up Lady Gaga? Poker face. Oh, Joey. See, Jim doesn't laugh at me, Joe. Poker, poker, poker face. Poker, poker.
Thank you, Michael. You've done a great job,
Joe. Guys.
Probably won't see you tomorrow. Thanks for
starting.
Good on you, Joe. See you tomorrow at 6 o'clock.
Get on your reps.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
My wife was standing in the kitchen, Joey, preparing our usual soft boiled eggs and toast for breakfast, wearing only the t-shirt that she normally slept in. As I walked in, almost awake, I'm still half asleep, Joe, she turned to me and said softly, "You've got to make love to me this very moment." My eyes lit up straight away. Did I wake up then? I thought, am I dreaming or is this going to be my lucky day? Not wanting to lose the moment, Joe, I embraced her and gave it my all, fair to say, on the kitchen table right there and then. Afterwards, she said thanks and returned to the stove, her t-shirt still around her neck, Joe. Happy, but still a little bit puzzled, I asked, what was all that about? She said, the egg timer's broken.
No.
2 minutes, Joe.
That is the oldest joke in the book.
All right, then I'll go with
genuinely. Oh, come on, quick.
I have a Russian friend who's a sound technician and a Czech one, too. And a Czech one, too. That's good, Joey. You got to like that.
You ruined it. Yeah, first couple, you're on fire. You've just gone backwards there.
Some more feedback. Great joke, Phil. No. Well done. Love the eggs. No. Love my hard-boiled eggs. Soft.
True story. Rui's mate told that joke at Rui's wedding, and it went down like a lead balloon. That exact
just
joke.
Like that.
Yep.
Well, I'm not telling it again.
No.
Good. Look at Maddie. He's heard it before, too, in the booth.
Everyone's
heard
it.
Every joke.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
My wife and I were watching Who Wants to Be a Millionaire while in bed the other night, Joe. Mm-hmm. I turned to her and said, do you want to have sex? She said, no. I said, is that your final answer? She didn't even look at me this time. She said, yes. I said, I want to phone a friend. That's when the fight started.
Just terrible, that one.
That's a bad one.
Is that actually your joke?
That's my joke.
You've started the week well and you're really tailing off. Oh, dear. Go on, Rabs. Put us out of our misery.
That's it.
tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Friday, Rush Hour.
My frothy Friday.
4 o'clock, yes.
Frothy
Friday. All the best, Ross.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
The longish one. A concerned husband went to the doctor to talk about his wife.
Mm-hmm.
He says to the doctor, "Doctor, I think my wife is deaf because she never hears me the first time and always asks me to repeat things." I think this happens a bit, Joey.
Mm-hmm.
"Well," the doctor said, "go home tonight, stand about 15 feet from her and say something to her. If she doesn't reply, move a bit closer, maybe 5 feet, and say it again. Doing this, keep doing this so that, well, keep doing this so that we'll get an idea about how severe her deafness is." Very small
print. It is a Friday, aren't they?
Sure enough, the husband goes home and does exactly as instructed. He kicks off by standing 15 feet from her in the kitchen, and she is chopping up some chicken, right? He says, "Honey, what's for dinner?" No response. He moves 5 feet closer.
Mm-hmm.
"Honey, what's for dinner?" No reply. Moves another 5 feet closer. Mm-hmm. Still no reply. He gets fed up, moves right behind her, Joey, about an inch away,
mm-hmm.
and asks loudly, "Honey, what's for dinner?" She replies, "For the fourth time, chicken." Because he's deaf.
No,
yeah.
You dick. I got that. Oh, my God. He started the week so well, Rabsy, and he's finished it so poorly.
Yesterday's was bad.
I've never seen someone decline.
Today's was worse because we had to sit through 5 minutes of him trying to talk.
And the joke was going for so long.
I forgot what it was about. It
wasn't even a funny punchline.
Shut up. Anyway, great week. Well done, Joe. Great to see you.
Thanks, Bill.
See you, Raps. Have fun. What's on tomorrow morning?
Dead Set Legends, 10 till 12.
Got any jokes? Do you want me to come in and tell
them? No, please, please no.
Don't have enough time.
Sam, blam, boom, boom, boom. What are you doing, Bill?